that right chimes and purrs. And there's the Bella. Okay, hey, everybody, it's Thursday. It's the 25th of April. Shane here with DailyAstroCat.com. Hello, friends. Okay, so let's get started. Probably going to have a coughing attack in the middle of this or something like that, so we're not going to really mince too many words here. Our late moon, the moon we've got in Scorpio, and it's going to be in Scorpio most of the day. It's going to go void, of course, at 7:17 in the p.m., and then it enters Sagittarius right around 9:37 in the evening as well. So we've got that probing, angsty moon, right? Oh, boy. Something's helped, though, because Mercury is definitely direct. So Mercury turns direct this morning, and it turns direct this morning at 8:54 in the morning. So that's what we're looking at, right? Now, 8:54 in the morning is when Mercury goes direct. We're going to feel the effects of it because it's going to zero. It's Mercury stations. So we're going to feel that ability to focus and just, you know, hone in on things right away. But it doesn't make anything clear, and it's not really good to go out and, you know, run out and purchase that brand new car or whatever the heck you were thinking of. If you held off this long, you might as well hold off for another week, right? Because it's got to go through that shadow period. It's going to take it, I think, almost till May 5th to go through that shadow period where it starts covering new ground in Aries. Right now, it's going to be making up ground. So we're going to have a couple of very interesting aspects that are coming to us. We also, with that late moon in Scorpio, the moon in the late degrees of Scorpio, is going to be making some oppositions to, you guessed it, Uranus and Jupiter. Okay, and they're not too far apart. They're still conjunct, right? That big conjunction that we had, that big, you know, hey, what are we going to do? Let's turn this around. Let's make this happen, okay? Now, you got to remember, there's a downside to Scorpio, too. That petty, vengeful side. The moon is activating all the right things, though. It's activating our subconscious, and that's where we really want to be. And that's where we have Mars and Neptune in that late period of, in the late degrees of Pisces. So we're actually activating that. We're being able to put that into action. Maybe we can make that come together with part of a plan, right? That would be kind of interesting. So if we can plan better, then we can get it done. And then as we go into Sagittarius, that's when we get into some other interesting energy, because that's going to activate both Pluto and all the planets in Aries, okay? And that is almost including Mars, but not quite. Mars is in Pisces still. So it's going to be, you know, we get to really just have fun with this stuff, right? It's a good thing if you're creative. And if you're, you know, you just want to get business done as usual, you know, it left Saturn alone. It's more for planning, and it's more for, you know, plotting out our next course of action. So we got Thursday, and the moon is in Scorpio is void, of course, and it's going to be void, of course, at 2:25 p.m. like I said, and enter Sagittarius at 9:37. Mercury is direct at 8:54 in the morning. This morning we get to experience a fine focus on the ways we revise and implement our plans. What kind of plans? That depends on you and where you're at. After all, it's your journey, right? Today's keyword is focus. The color is indigo. Mars and Neptune take over the day. Pay attention to your signals. Next Monday, this fantasy could be a reality. Okay, so we're gonna have to accept that we're in the midst of a transition that we thought wasn't going to be, right? You know, we're transitioning. We're doing things. We're doing these things, and they happen to come up for us, and we don't quite expect them because we thought that we were already through that, but human nature being what it is, we just kind of set ourselves back a little bit, all right? Expand your mind with a book, okay? And go where the muse takes you. Keep it focused on good health, though. In 1792, La Marseillaise, later the national anthem of France, was composed by Claude Joseph Roger de Lille in Strasbourg, France. And born on this day in 1874 was Guglielmo Guglio? Oh, man. I don't know. It's Marconi, okay? Yeah, Marconi. Let's see. I can't do that. I have a headache and it's not going to work, okay? The G-Man, G. Marconi, okay? He's an Italian inventor and electrical engineer who pioneered work on long-distance radio transmission. He was given a Nobel Prize in 1909. He was born in Bologna in Italy. And that's what we have for you. Our color is indigo. The key word is focus. And today is a six. Happy astrocatting and thank you.